This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Here at the start of shopping season, Colorado shoppers are expected to return to stores in person this year. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Real estate services firm CBRE says Denver malls like Park Meadows and Cherry Creek are going to see a rebound this year, following a slowdown during the pandemic as people avoided in-person shopping. In a new report, CBRE says total holiday sales in the U.S. are expected to rise more than 10% this year, with in-store sales rising 8%. A lot of people still plan to shop online, though. Internet sales are forecast to account for 20% of holiday sales, according to the report. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Spending some time outside today is free at all state parks. This is the seventh year that Colorado Parks and Wildlife has opened its 42 state parks at no cost on Black Friday. Parks have limited staffing, so some visitor centers may be closed. The Colorado Ballet is unveiling its latest production of The Nutcracker. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
The Nutcracker is back in Denver this weekend. The ballet company's production will feature new sets and costumes just for Colorado. Performances will take place at the Ellie Calkins Opera House through Christmas Eve. The Nutcracker is one of the Colorado Ballet's biggest shows of the year, and tickets are on sale now. So if you want to see the timeless tale, don't delay. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
A summer outdoor movie series is returning to Red Rocks starting tonight. Film on the Rocks will screen holiday favorites like Home Alone, Die Hard, and A Christmas Story. Denver Film has partnered with Denver Arts and Venues to launch the drive-in holiday movie series. It runs through mid-December. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.